The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him would receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. My name is Father Rick Labreck. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Charleston in South Carolina, long ways from home, but happy to be here. For many years, I was a pastor in a parish in Conway near Myrtle Beach, but when I reached the age to retire, I became very much involved in what brings me here to St. Joseph's in Norman today. I'm going to start by recalling a beautiful memory because it came so clearly back to me as I was coming here today. Two Decembers ago, December of 2017, Unbound, which is the beautiful Catholic outreach that I'm here to preach about, this sponsorship program, invited priests who preach for them, which I'd already been doing for a few years, to go on a trip to Guatemala to visit some of the communities where we were on the ground serving, meet the people who are directing our program in these communities, meet families, meet children who have been sponsored, become more really aware of just why it's worth inviting people to participate. We are on the ground in 18 countries of Latin America, Africa, India, and the Philippines, but it so happens that in 1980, when we began, the first two places that were served were Colombia and Guatemala. And to this day, Guatemala especially is where we have the most widespread presence and outreach. Several thousand children in Guatemala are sponsored by people like you and me through Unbound. I'll talk a little more about that in a minute, but just want to go on with this story. So we went on this trip, and we were there for 7 days, I guess. And we went each day to visit one or two of the communities where Unbound was serving and meet families and see how the outreach was benefiting these families in various ways, and become, as I said, more experienced with what Unbound was all about. Most of these communities were named after a saint, and then after the name of the saint, it said Atitlan, like San Lucas Atitlan, Saint Luke. Atitlan is the name of a gorgeous, huge volcanic lake in the hills of Guatemala there, and all of these villages or towns are around the lake. It's a couple of hours boat ride to go from the two most distant to each other. Our very last day before leaving the area was a Sunday. And the plan was for us to go to a community where Unbound is very much present and serving, called San Pedro Atitlan. Possibly that rings a bell. Let you know why in a minute. And we were going to share in the Sunday Mass with the people of that community in their church, which of course was 450 years old. Beautiful, beautiful, still a center of worship for all those people. And as we were going over there, one of our leaders told us, now this particular community is one where a number of years ago, priests from Oklahoma came to serve. And one of them, during the time of the Civil War in Guatemala, because of the nature of his work with the poor there, in education and helping them better themselves and teaching them more about their faith, he ended up being assassinated by basically agents of the Guatemalan army. And his name was Father Stanley Rother. If you haven't heard of Stanley Rother, so I thought, isn't that special? For our last Mass will be in this church where that priest from our country gave his life for his flock. And as we arrived in San Pedro Atitlan, the local people and clergy, it's now completely served by Guatemalan priests and religious. One of the fruits of the ministry of the American priests there was to recruit vocations. We heard the news that very day in Rome, Pope Francis had announced that he was declaring Father Rother a martyr. And so with great joy and thanksgiving, we joined the people in this Eucharist. And of course, you all know that more recently, he was the first American-born male to be recognized by the church. Now he's Blessed Stanley Rother, and he's from Oklahoma. So I thought, now I'm going to this special place which provided that saint for the church. And I have been there. Some of you may have been also, I don't know. It's a marvelous place to visit. We saw the room where he was killed, his bloody shirt. I was so struck. I'm probably telling you things you know very well, but why he did not disappear like most of the people that were killed. When they came for him in the middle of the night and said, "Come with us," he said to them, "If you intend to kill me, do it here, do it now." And so they killed him right there on the grounds of the church. It's been a tremendous inspiration and strength for those people, just as the death of Jesus was such an inspiration and strength ultimately for all of us, his followers, especially after the feast we celebrate today. So I'm here to invite you perhaps to do something very specific to continue, if you will, the mission of the Oklahoma Catholic Church to the people of Guatemala and perhaps other parts of the world. Unbound and our pastoral workers that live and serve among them are loving and serving the latest generations, descendants of the people that Father Rother and the other priests from here served over the years. And in much the same way, because through sponsorship, we're helping children to be able to stay in school and not leave after the fourth or fifth grade to work in the fields and find, you know, it says in the reading we heard today, to each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. And sometimes, because of the circumstances of life, many of God's children never have the opportunity to really develop and flourish and use the gift that the Spirit has given them, God has given to each one, as the Lord says here through St. Paul. And other ways, we help families to find ways to be self-sufficient. I went with a few of us to visit a family in the outskirts of, not San Pedro Atitlan, but another town in Guatemala where Unbound is serving. And we went through a gate into the yard, and there we saw a couple of pigs and chickens and 5 goats, and a father, a mother, and 3 sons. And they graciously welcomed us to their home. And we were told that their eldest son, Marvin, who was 12 years old, is the one that had a sponsor in the United States and was receiving the benefits of that sponsorship. And as many of you who are already sponsors know, a sponsor is asked to do 3 things for the child or elder that you sponsor: to pray for him or her and the family when you pray for your loved ones, to try to become friends, to exchange letters and pictures either through the mail or through our website, to let them to get to know who they are and learn more about them, and let them see who this amazing person is in America that's sponsoring them. And thirdly, some financial help because of their poverty and need. And what we ask now is a minimum of $36 a month, given in whatever way over the course of a year you prefer. But anyway, we said, so if Marvin is sponsored, how has the sponsorship helped him? So the father said, a lot. You see, that large goat over there, that's a nanny goat. With the help of the gifts, the monthly gifts from the sponsor in the States, guided by our unbound advisor, we bought that goat. And she was pregnant. And she had the 4 little ones that you see that are now almost mature. And now every day, Marvin's mother milks those goats, makes cheese, and then goes to the town market and sells it. And with that income, I've been able to let Marvin stay in school, so now he's almost ready, getting ready to go to high school. So we don't need him working in the landlord's fields with me. And I thought, what a creative way to help people help themselves. And to tell you the truth, when we started hearing about all the families, especially from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, who have been trying to make their way to this country for various reasons, I thought, gee, those are 3 of the countries that Unbound has the strongest presence. I wonder what the impact may be. So I called our headquarters in Kansas and said, do we know how many families that have had sponsorship through Unbound have left to go north? So we're going to check. So they called our coordinators in each country and got figures. And I was stunned because they said, as far as we know, the number of families that have left to go north are 5. Can you imagine 5? So I thought, we're helping to get to the root of the problem, helping people to find a way. Who wants to leave home and never see it again if you're not desperate for one reason or another? Helping families find a way to find a better life for their kids, for themselves, even though it'll still be probably a simple life, and develop the beautiful spiritual and human gifts that God has made them with, I think that's worth supporting. So since I retired as a priest, I've been so pleased to give many weekends to this ministry. Did I say retired as a priest? Retired as a parish priest. Didn't retire as a priest. Never will. Never can. And I know that a number of people in this parish are already sponsors from the last 2 times that somebody came here. But I hope many more may feel this is the time to kind of, maybe even in solidarity with your priest and your saint who went there those years ago, to carry on the compassionate, loving mission through becoming a sponsor of one of the children, or perhaps one of the senior citizens who doesn't have much natural resources, and keep that bond alive. And I'll tell you what, you will have people praying for you gratefully every day of their lives. So I want to thank Father Irwin for the invitation to come here, and Father Thomas to share his Mass and preach, and all of you for this chance tonight. I'll be at the table along with a couple of your neighbors who you probably recognize that are already sponsors. We have two tables, a little bit congested there, but hopefully some of you will be able to take a few minutes. Look over the folders there. Inside you'll find a paper that tells you more about the person, their family, their hopes and needs, and fill out the sponsor sign-up form. Give it to us and take your new friend home. God bless you.